If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 11 of the Nerd Bitch Podcast has begun!
Woo-hoo!
On a very special and personal note, I would like to introduce to you right now the new reigning and not defending until a date later on in August.
Can I say undisputed? Undisputed?
Huh? Yeah, sure, why not? I'm undisputed. Whatever, no one else is going to say this. I am the undisputed Funhouse Wrestling Tri-State Champion when I beat Joey Adams in the middle of the ring and won this bad boy! You like that? Don't you, Joseph? I got your belt and it's mine now because I'm the Funhouse Wrestling Tri-State Champion. Stephen Person on the podcast. Thank you. Thank you.
Stephen Person in person on the podcast.
In person on the podcast. Well, technically, I'm in person to you guys, but on the podcast, I'm on the podcast.
You're virtual.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show today. I was flipping over topics, like, because I was like, there's so much stuff I wanted to talk about. I know you saw it, the incident that happened with the, because it happened in between podcasts. The episode, the thing with the kids in Jersey who was knocked out and did the German. I didn't want to bring it up, but I am. Very slightly, I talked to the people involved. I know it's kind of like a dead subject right now, but in the future, if you are a pro wrestler, knowing how to do moves, knowing how to give moves, knowing how to take moves, knowing how to reverse moves are not just a primary thing. You have to be safe with each other. Protection, number one. People kind of blow past that stop sign sometimes, yeah. And it gets on my nerves. I know I sent it to you, and it was very disheartening. I talked to everybody involved. I talked to people who weren't involved, who reached out to me. I'm not making this about me. I swear I'm not one of those people, okay? But I said it before. I said it again. The people involved I talked to, I think everyone learned a very valuable lesson from that. The people involved, they're stepping away from wrestling to go train and get their heads together. Mm-hmm. I think that's a beautiful thing. Yep. Those two kids did an amazing job stepping up to responsibility. The people who were around them, loved ones, families, coworkers, and their real life wrestlers who traveled and trained with them, I want to say that you screwed it up for those two kids more than anybody because you had no right speaking out on their behalf. And granted, I mean, the girlfriends, whatever, I get it. You know, like you're trying to do a public service by saving face. You were wrong for putting words in their mouths because people got pissed off more or less at what you were saying than the actual incident. And they said the right things. They did the right things. So in the future, those two people, I reached out to them, and I want to applaud you on your professionalism. You're new. You've been wrestling combined, the two people that were involved in that incident, for less than a year and a half. But they all did the right thing and said, this is on us. We screwed up, and I'm just going to leave it at that. All right. So to everyone, please, like, they took it hard. They took it hard. They learned their lesson. And sometimes we want to beat people down when they make mistakes, but it's people who rise up. And I think they'll be better for this. And I think down the road, do they deserve another shot? There's going to be a test involved. And not by me. I'm nobody in this world of pro wrestling. But I'll tell you right now, the people that are around them and people who do know, you're you're going to have an uphill battle. And I'm sorry to say it, but you know what? Listen, I think you'll come out better if you step up to the challenge, okay?
If they go back and get the training now.
Exactly, yeah.
It shows that they're willing to go in the right direction.
Plenty of great places you can go train. WW, World of Unpredictable Wrestling in Brooklyn. Warriors of Wrestling here on Staten Island. You have tons of different places, Hog in Queens, WWX in the Bronx, ECPW in Jersey, WrestlePro, Monster Factory, all these great places. If I skipped anybody, I apologize, but that's all I want to get down right now. So on to the real topics, all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I have a... I jumped around a lot. I told you guys in messages, like, you guys are asking me, like, oh, what do you want to talk about? I was like, I want to talk about a lot of different things.
Can I be honest? I sort of skipped over a lot of those messages.
Yeah, I know you did. I felt like you didn't.
So, surprise.
I felt like you did not jump in on a lot of the combos. I was like, oh, we can talk about this. It's like, you know, I'm not like a pre-dating thing. I'm not like you know, pre-organizing things. But I like, because some people like get conscientious about being on this, mm-hmm. you know, like, what's it called? So it gets kind of confusing for people to go like, I don't know certain subjects, because people know that I have a vast knowledge of certain subjects. So they don't want to be avalanched with or caught by surprise by stuff. So I talked about a lot, like about inspirations. Mm-hmm. That was one thing, like things that inspired you to do things. I want to talk about alternate Marvel universes. Yep. Like Universes. I want to talk about that because I feel like there's such... We'll start with that. All right. So I feel like as of late, not the past like 5-6 years, there have been an explosion, if you will, of the superhero genre and other things, mm-hmm. especially like in the last 10 years. Like if you go back, like even in, I haven't touched on this topic as of late, like at all. I haven't, mm-hmm. But I like to talk on about it now is like anime. Show of hands, who has watched My Hero Academia?
I just began it.
Yay! Bad Mike. Ben.
I have to laugh.
I got to chop off another finger.
Damn, I'm seeing hardcore tonight already. Damn.
I'll take the pinky. My show growing up for anime was always Dragon Ball Z, and I felt like it was a great story universe. My Hero Academia is one of those shows where I feel like it picks up the flag where Dragon Ball like kind of just connects with the crowd. And I feel like that is such a great show. It's one of my top 10 of all time.
For anime, right?
Yeah, for anime, okay, yeah. Okay. Just the animation
just
alone.
Just
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. It's a top 10. Yeah, 10 so top you got to like, make
top,
sure we...
top 10 blockbuster video rentals. What? How did this, you know? But yeah, like the stories, the characters, everyone gets their arc, everyone gets their moment, everyone gets their pride. But it's also built on the one thing that's a kind of thread of the today is going to be superheroes. So you have these people that... kind of mimic other people, but some people who don't. They create their own original thing. I like how they created quirks, as in, like, some people have it, some people don't. It's supposed to be mutations. That's awesome. But if you notice, they never really hit on, like, I mean, I'm, like, into the manga myself, so it's, like, the Great War and all that other stuff. I haven't watched the new episodes yet because I've just been ridiculously freaking busy, but I'm up to that part in... I know it's a little older, but it's such a great thing. The stuff that's going on. I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm not going to drop things and stuff like that. But someone comes back, and I can't mention who, and it's like, oh, my God! And so that
watch
person.
Watch out for spoilers.
I know.
Out for spoilers.
Oh, I want to talk
that
about
S
spoilers.
Word.
I know, the S word. The real S word.
One that matters.
I mean, I've noticed there's like a common trope in a lot of these, a lot of these animes now. I feel like it's like you said, the more superhero trope. But I feel like when I was younger and watching things like Sailor Moon, it was like, oh, the power of friendship.
Exactly. Yes. You know? Yes. Like,
the power of love. Love will make it all work through. Like, survive.
Can we say something about Sailor Moon? I want to say something real quick.
Oh,
you
God.
Know she was a blonde where she couldn't recognize the dude with a Robin mask on and the tuxedo.
Don't make like, a tuxedo mask.
Tuxedo mask was dope. I got to admit, my dude had
dope.
Game. My dude was like
dope.
Throwing roses like darts, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean? He was like, yo, you mess with my girl?
It's like, I'm going to kick your ass and do it romantically.
Exactly. Top hat and all, you know what I mean? Like, who, like, who is he, Scrooge McDuck? Like,
I mean, hey, look, I can say it from my point of view, every girl crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Exactly,
there
exactly.
Go. There you go.
So. But, like, how did she, I love how, like, she didn't know what he said. Like, and no one knew they were the Sailor Scouts. It was like, well, those girls are dressed like whores, but I have no clue who the hell they are.
I still remember there was one episode where I forget which enemy it was, but she had a lock of Sailor Moon's hair.
Yeah,
and she brushed it on Sailor Venus at one point, and Sailor Moon's magic lock was the one that she magically locked onto. Yeah. And it was like, oh damn, that's Sailor Moon. Like,
yeah.
It still made me say, like, how
are we getting to this point?
But did you not see what she looked like?
I mean,
you didn't have to go through the DNA evidence here.
Physical features? But yeah, I feel like going back to like what I was saying before is like there's some animes like My Hero Academia completely copies off of X-Men to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of.
Yeah. What part are you up to right now?
No, I literally just started the first episode.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say, you can punish me.
Opening credits.
Please don't cut my fingers off. I like my fingers, by the way. I like my
show
fingers.
Her face. Show her what I do. Oh, did show her what I do.
There you go.
I don't play games here. Well, we do play
video
games. We play games.
I want to like draw a face on it so you can be
our apologies to the amputee community. What? They're good people. It's not like the Amish. I can make fun of the Amish all I want. What are they going to do? Watch this?
How are they going to know?
How are they going to know? Right, you little buggy people?
Hey, when they go on Rumspringer, they'll know.
What are they going to do?
They'll know.
Oh, please. It's too busy freaking...
That reminded me of a...
Getting romantic in freaking bathrooms with people. No, I'm sorry, Amish people. I apologize.
Wasn't there a show on like Discovery?
Yeah, there was. Like, they're about Rumspringer.
Amish Wild.
Yeah, Amish Come Wild. I'll tell you what. I met a couple people on Rumspringer, a couple of girls, bro, and it is... Bro, it is like... Brakes taking off the freaking Ferrari.
Did you
know
have a good
what I
time?
Mean? Huh?
Did you have a good time?
Hi, honey.
He can't say he's married.
I can, but hi, honey.
That's like anyone in trouble today.
Oh, my
That's
finger. I'm sorry. Something. She has a shock detection system in this thing. It's, I do things inappropriate. It starts. Ow! Okay. I love you. You're the best. All right. So, yeah, like, to me, like, shows like My Hero Academia, complete freaking X-Men. Yes, exactly.
We have
my
friends.
I forgot to mention, we have Prince here today.
Yes. I can't leave my son alone.
Hey, Prince, come here.
Come on.
Come here, Prince. Yeah. Hey, say hi to Prince. Oh, Prince is out of the Prince knocked over the shot. Prince knocked over the shot.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's all right. I think it's my shot.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that was your shot, actually.
Prince, it's okay.
Prince, what do you think about My Hero Academia?
Do you just want attention?
Yeah, Prince just wanted.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't leave him alone. No joke, I had a marathon of 12-hour shifts. So
I know. Prince is adorable. Technical difficulties.
He was already pissed at me because I left him alone with my mom and dad.
Yeah, Chris, move over a little bit so you don't hit the chair again. It was her who hit the chair, not the dog. By the way, I like to point that out.
I was about to say, my dog is innocent. He's a good boy.
Side note: Tri-State Championship. So anyway, I feel like a lot of different cultures like are taking stuff. Like now we play into like the main thing of the boys. The Boys, I feel like that came from the era of who drew it? Who made it? Was it Kirk?
Guy who did Walking Dead.
Yeah, so he made that. Yep. And that was kind of when like Walking Dead was on its last legs on a TV show. He was like, I need to kind of like pick this up a little bit. So what did he do? He created The Boys. And The Boys is amazing. Like this awesome. I can't ruin it because some people haven't read the comics, but like there are some things that happen in the comics that they took completely out of the show.
Because you can't put it on the show.
No, they did. Oh, let's talk about things.
You can't do
The
this.
Boys with a comic first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, let me tell you the story.
I never read through all of the comics. I know like little bits of it, but it was a hell of a lot more graphic in the comics.
Oh my God. But they took what they did to Starlight is like I don't even want to mention, okay? Like, Starlight got assaulted. I'm surprised, like, I mean, that kind of happened. They hinted towards it. But it was like in The Walking Dead with Michonne, like, Kirk, what's his name? I forget his last name.
Kirkman.
Yeah, Kirkman. How can I, like,
yeah.
Man, so nice they named him twice. But, so, like, they did things to Starlight that, like, they hinted towards in the beginning. Like, he just, like, kind of, like, you know, did wrong things and wrong words. But, But also the small guy.
Walking Dead, didn't in the comics, like, didn't Michonne get...
Yes. You know, yes, that was my point. Michonne and the governor was like, it was graphic.
Actually, hold on. They touched on it. Remember when he made Maggie take her top off?
Exactly. Yeah. And then he grabs Michonne, puts her on the table, and then he takes Maggie, and he's like, he starts grabbing her or whatever it was, and then it's like, I thought they were going to do it. I was like, no. The freaking blue hair people going to be outside his office like, we want you fired. You know, like... I mean, our apologies to the blue hair community.
No, to be fair, you want them.
Yeah.
You kind of want people to flip the fuck out.
Exactly. And those were great moments.
Like if you were doing it and then saying like, oh, this is great behavior.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you're a sick person. Yeah.
But
they did it because it was like, okay, people who
Mike in your face, Mike in your face. You're very far away from the mic. Move it towards you. There you go. Lift it up.
I know he wants to pet Prince.
I know. There you go. Shocking
for the dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have people who are hardcore comic book fans. And like, yes, this is what we're getting here. Yeah. And you have people who are just watching the show like, holy shit.
There's some stuff that changed. I can't spoil stuff. I can talk about The Boys forever.
You can talk about Walking Dead.
I can talk about Walking Dead, please.
You know what I noticed? And this is, I mean, it's a little off topic here. But I notice a lot of people in the American audience, they don't always get certain types of satire. Like, for example, you know how we have, most common one, yes, the Joker. You're not supposed to want to be the Joker.
Exactly. Right. It's like Punisher. People think they're supposed to be the Punisher with little Punisher stickers. You're not. You're not supposed to be the Punisher. The Punisher is doing things that you're not supposed to do because he can do it because he wears that burden. That's the point. So whenever I see, and in the comics, he actually does it. So again, if you didn't know this, Punisher gets approached by a cops in a comic and they go, oh, we love you, blah, blah, blah. Punisher goes and like just beats the crap out of the guy, grabs him, puts him against the car and goes, you're not supposed to be me. You're not supposed to like me. You're supposed to do the opposite of me so that this what I do infuriates you and basically makes you want to do your job better.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be your hero. I'm not I'm just paraphrasing basically. So that's why I see people with the Punisher thing. I'm like, dude, that's not supposed to be you. And most people are not the Punisher. Let's just put it straightforward. Another thing about The Boys that it's kind of a thing where people kind of misconstrue is that the comics, right? Mm-hmm. I can't even talk about that. Damn it. But they did show some graphic stuff, like the little guy going big in a certain body part.
Well, hold on. That was insane. I just want to just do a sidebar on that. That basically answers the question of could Ant-Man
Thanos? Yes, he could have.
Oh, how did I not think of that?
That just answers that question. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right then and there.
And the thing about The Boys is it's very graphic, that they do have their tropes. They have their Superman. They have their Wonder Woman. They have their Batman. Batman is black noir, which I love. I'm going to drop with this one thing, and people aren't going to realize it, but they really are screwing up black noir. I just watched the first two episodes of the new season of The Boys, out right now on Hulu. Hulu, you should give me some money for that.
It's on Amazon.
Hulu and
Amazon.
It's on Amazon, not Hulu.
I was watching Hulu before, and I apologize, Amazon. Our apologies to the Amazon community.
Amazon Prime and 69.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah. Or my personal favorite, Disney Plus and Thrust.
Yes.
There you go.
What would
or
be
Tubi
Hulu?
And
I'm
going to
use that from
Hulu
now.
And Do You?
That from now on.
Hulu and Do You?
Yes. Hulu and it's Netflix and Chill, Hulu and Do You, Disney Plus and Thrust, and Amazon Prime N69.
Actually, I'm going to text my friend that right now. Actually.
Go ahead. you can happily use it.
Thank you.
Cable and Doer on a table?
I'm going to go nice and go Disney Plus.
Channel 11, Put Her in Heaven.
Oh.
Disney Plus.
I love that.
Stream it and. Stream it. That last one's a reach.
I'm trying to figure out who I should text this to without getting in trouble.
You're actually doing it right now.
Yeah. But yeah, so like The Boys has always been really good. There's one show that people may not know, and it's one of my personal favorites, and no pun intended on that. It's an old British show, and it has a lot of people. I'm not going to ruin it for people. It's called Misfits. It's a BBC show, and it is absolutely glorious. It's about a bunch of kids on community service, and they're doing their community service, and all of a sudden this big lightning strike happens, and then they all get superpowers. There are people on that show very young that you would watch now and you go, oh, so that's how they got on television. It is awesome. Now, I don't know the true origin. Someone said it was a comic. Someone said it was something like that, a graphic novel or something. I don't know the background of that. I will admit when I don't know things. But I'm telling you right now, if you watch it, the characters on it are so good. And then you have things that came out comic-wise. Like, I feel like the superhero trope was kind of shot in the arm a little bit. They realized with things like The Boys, with like Misfits and stuff like that, you can take a trope and then put it into your own thing. Mm-hmm. Like you have, what the hell, that freaking comic, Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Umbrella Academy is so freaking good in the comics, but like the show is not up to par to me because, again, I don't want to ruin who hasn't watched it yet. I can't spoil things. I apologize. But there are things in that show that are in the comics, like White Violin is they did the whole JFK thing, and I'm going to be truthfully honest, like the whole JFK thing, I did not think was going to happen. I can't explain what that is, but they did it, And I was like, all right, like The Walking Dead, back going back to them. Robert Kirkman, he did what's it called? There was Ark. I can talk about this. This is like well after. If you haven't watched this part of The Walking Dead, I'm sorry, my friend.
You missed a bus.
Yeah, you missed a bus. So what happens is
quite a few people gave up on in the comics. Dead at certain point, so yeah.
In the comics, what happens is that Carl, Rick's son, is kind of like a vigilante. He's like really twisted. He's very like gung-ho. I'm going to be the law and order like my dad. He's very like, I will take care of problems. So what happens is that there's two twins. And what's his name? The older dude who... God, I can't remember
Herschel.
Herschel and the girl Sarah, they actually in the show, they have different paths compared to the comic. They're actually romantically linked. Yes, Herschel's the old dude, and Sarah's kind of, is it Sarah?
I really hope it's not Sarah, because Sarah's like the 12-year-old girl.
Yeah. Yes. So
I was
Sarah,
about to say.
Yeah.
No, that's the daughter.
Yeah, so Sarah is, I believe it's Sarah. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm
Isn't
wrong.
Isn't she the 12-year-old girl?
Sarah's the one with the, she was the blonde in the show.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Why can't I think of her name?
I know, it's been so long.
Maggie.
Yeah, so anyway, so the blonde and Herschel have a relationship, and the mother of these two twin boys die. So the whole family dies, so they take care of the boys, and they raise them together as a couple. Well, what happens is that the boys, one of them's not right. I'm not going to say twisted, but he's kind of, he's seeing people get killed and then come back. So he thinks, oh, it's okay. He got into a fight with his brother, and he kills his brother. Mm-hmm. So now everyone has this big meeting. They're like, oh, what are we going to do with these two kids? What are we going to do with these two kids? And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to do with this one kid. So they're like, all right, this kid's not coming back. He's so badly mutilated that, like, what's it called?
Oh, they touched on that. Yeah, remember,
so
they made...
Let me finish. Yeah, sorry, go ahead. So now what happens is that they put the kid in a Winnebago. And the kid's, like, sitting there going, like, oh, what are you doing here? You came here to play with me? And it's Carl. And Carl's like, yeah, you could say that. And kills the kid.
Yep.
Puts a bullet in his head. So now everyone's like, we don't know who did it. So they kind of changed it, because like the whole thing was like, I was surprised. I was like, there's certain things in the show they're not going to do.
They can't do it.
And I thought that was going to be, I was like, that they're not definitely not doing this. Man, did they turn that up to a 90.
Yeah.
From 0 to 90, yeah, real effing
flowers,
quick.
Honey.
Look at the flowers. And then she shot the kid in the back of the head. And I could not believe they actually did that. I was like,
well, they also changed Carol's path a lot.
Yeah. Carol's path was, yeah. Oh, my goodness. We'll actually do a Walking Dead
but
episode.
Carol became a badass, so I had
Carol became a badass, so I'm really happy.
Trust me, that's why I wasn't upset about it. Yeah. I think that was a good move on their part. Yeah. They showed a wonderful character arc on her.
Yep.
But
Yes, please pet him. He'll be very happy to get him. He's loving the attention.
So, going back to superhero tropes. So, superhero tropes have also been a thing where Robert Kirkman did another show, another comic about superheroes going rogue. And anybody know what that show is?
I do.
Say it.
Invincible.
Say it. Yeah.
I was thinking. I didn't know.
Invincible is awesome.
Invincible.
Invincible.
I had five beers.
Is it kind of funny that it's like everybody on Walking Dead at some point
did a case for it? Did a case for it? I hate when you beat me to the point, because Kirk Kirkman does all the characters from people that were on, what's it called, from Walking Dead. And they pop in every here and again.
Oh, Stephen Yeun did a great job.
Yeah, Stephen Yeun is a great job, by the way. So now we have things where it's a different universe. We're going to talk about it. The alien race, the... Viltrumites. The Viltrumites are implanting themselves inside aliens, i.e. like Superman, and they're basically
making them do whatever they want.
Exactly. They're basically like raising the planet to be to a place where they take Viltrumite control, where they're willing to do it.
They've been doing it with several planets.
Several planets.
Their version of colonization.
Yes, exactly. So the Viltrumite Empire, what's it called? There's one, his name is Robert on Earth. And he is a badass. He's Earth's superhero. And he goes out and beats living crap out of everybody. And, like, in some episodes, you see the turn happening. Especially, I mean, everyone saw the first episode, right?
Yes.
And that is just, I mean, there's very few things that become pop culture iconic in the past couple of years, I feel.
That's one of them.
That is, like, number one on top of the list. They killed their Batman. They killed their Aquaman. They killed their Wonder Woman.
I was surprised that it was going to be like that in the first episode.
Oh, my God.
Like,
their Flash? Yeah. Their Vision, and the Green Ghost was supposed to be Vision, I believe, right? Now, I'm not crazy in saying that? All right. So, yeah, if you haven't watched Invincible, it is awesome. Yeah, and if I gave it away, I don't care. It's been out for like a couple of years. They're on season 3 now coming up, and it's going to be, it's awesome. And the show is just really amazing. And again, it leans off of Marvel, DC. It leads into a lot of different things, and it's really, really good. The characters are unique. You're learning about them, which I think... I got to talk about the downside of Marvel and DC. Obviously, the DCU is now done. Aquaman 2 was the last one. Marvel is kind of... I'm not going to say they're dying, but they are...
They're suffering from the superhero burnout.
Here's the thing.
They gave out all their stuff very quickly.
I will tell you this right now. Marvel is not suffering from superhero burnout. They're suffering, and I hate saying it. I'm going to sound like such a jerk saying it, but... They are prioritizing things that shouldn't be story told.
Yeah.
They're going after things and ideas to motivate people rather than tell a good story. In Avengers, there was no, I'm not going to say woke, I'm not going to say this, but they're going after a certain thing while alienating people, and people do not like that. I'm sorry to say, if you tell somebody like, I'm not going to say I can deal with, but it's not my deal to deal with, it's representation. I think it is an important part. Do not get me wrong about that. But when you straight up pander to, hey guys, look, we're doing the right thing. You could sit there and be saying, hey, we're teaching poor people how to do money. That's great. But if you make a movie, a whole entire thing that everyone loves and everyone, it's great, but then you change it into like, we're going to, like the Avengers teach like inner city kids to do math. No one's going to like that.
Well, Iron Man's going to teach you how to do... it kind of reminds me of when I saw Captain Marvel. Like, I think if they would have left out...
Which one?
The first one.
Okay.
I think if they would have left out... Well, here's the thing. I'm a big believer in great writers show they do not tell.
Exactly.
And Marvel and Captain Marvel, unfortunately, was an example of it. I think it could have been better had they not added certain lines in there. Yeah. And I think it's probably because they were told, I get it, they want to get certain funding. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, for example... when I was a kid, I remember watching Justice League a lot, and I still
Which one, by the way? Are we talking about the original?
Well, I did watch the 1960s version too, but I watched the one that was on Cartoon Network. Yes. You remember, like the more, So that one I remember staying up late to watch all the time, and I loved it. But I still remember, I still remember there was an episode, I can't remember the name, but it was, they had something happen where they went back into World War II because they went to an alternate universe where like the Nazis won.
I remember that. With Vandal Savage. That one.
The Vandal Savage episode. Vandal Savage is a person who is basically immortal. Mm-hmm. It's a whole big thing. Go Google it. I don't feel like talking about it right now.
But what I was getting at was that at one point, Wonder Woman is with these two men, and one of them, who's like pretty silent for the most part, speaks for the first time, and he's got a very thick German accent. Yeah. And she's like, wait, you're German? And he just goes, they're not all like them.
Yeah.
Right. And that's all you kind of needed to show, like, not everybody in a certain group is bad. And, you know, that's obviously, like, look, I'm not going to tell you my age, but I'm a, I got a few years on me. But, you know, obviously that stuck with me. Mm-hmm. It still does. And I think it's because it was shown to me. It wasn't just someone saying, see, not everyone else is like that. Prince, I know you want attention.
Exactly, Prince. Exactly. So, Prince like, Grace. Again... So, like, I feel like if you go, if you, like, Avengers, Iron Man, all that stuff, he went after, back then, he went after everybody. Everyone who grew up on Iron Man, it was an introduction, and it's easy to do an introduction to somebody rather than storytelling, because the storytelling, the character gets lost in the new story. That's how I was always seeing, like, all the Marvel stuff. So... There's so many other great stories that are out there, and they screwed them up. And now, don't get me wrong. Of course, we have the issues with the licensing. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. But when Disney told them, like, oh, you have to put this in. You have to change this. And there were things that, like, I'm not a big fan of in the DCU. Like, this more Captain... Miss Marvel's powers. Oh. So, like, they made her light-based, and she's able to, like, make constructs and stuff like that. I felt like, why would you do that if... You want to say, hey, listen, we can't have the same powers as Reed Richards when he comes in. I get that. Okay. I don't know. How many speedsters were in the Avengers?
None.
Yeah.
Quicksilver.
So, he wasn't in the Avengers. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Age of Ultron, right?
So wasn't also there a speedster in, what's it called? The Immortals? Not Immortals. With the freaking, what's it called? With Selma Hayek?
Immortals.
Yeah, it's Immortals.
Oh, it is Immortals. Excuse me, I'm stupid. You're right. Yeah, the Immortals, right?
I couldn't get through that movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, I honestly, I loved it. Because you know why? It told great storytelling. People died. People had, there was sacrifice. There was things that people lost. And I feel like when everyone just goes, oh, he's okay at the end, it's like, yeah, it's no, lazy writing. Yeah. So what happened was with that, you saw Gilgamesh die. You saw all these other people die. And it was great. You know? So I felt like that was like, there's consequences in this world. Mm-hmm. In a lot of Avengers, only person who really died was Quicksilver. And he was like really one of the first superheroes to really die in that series. Yeah. I know it's
DC. Was he really part of the Avengers, though?
But I'm saying in the movie, not the actual like team, whatever, you know? Yeah. Like, so I feel like in that aspect, like the Immortals kind of like, what's it called, showed that people can die. And it was like Seinfeld. Everyone says, why is Seinfeld so famous? Because everyone went to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's a stupid little things. I know. Sorry about that.
No, but it's
our apologies
like
to
that.
The Seinfeld. I know, right?
To
it
the
makes
Seinfeld
sense.
Fan base.
Yeah. Seinfeld community.
Yeah, soup Nazi guy.
Yeah, soup Nazi guy.
No soup for you.
Yeah, no soup for you. But there was things that happened in those worlds where, now going back to our main topic of what's it called, like superhero movies, like the whole thing was that I can deal with showing me something new. I hate when they take a character and change them. I said this here before. I'm surprised from the rest of the black community that where there's people out there where they don't get the red ginger theory. I think I brought it up to you when you were here, so I want to ask you too. If the whole thing about gingers being changed, like they take Jimmy Olsen, they made into a black man. They take this one character, Hulk Girl, turn into a black woman. They take all the ginger characters and make them black. Right?
Oh, God, now, I never noticed that.
I'm not saying, oh, I don't want a black person at this role. That's not my point. I feel like it's an untold, sick, sad, bad joke that is disgusting, and it's lowbrow, and it's just basically harmful, and anybody who does it is a jerk off and needs to be taken out of writing TV and entertainment for the rest of their lives. I'm going to say this, and it's going to change your perception about this. If you take the word ginger and you rearrange the letters.
Oh, dude, no. No. Oh, God.
I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. I'm saying this with a straight face.
Why?
Yeah. I get pissed over that. And there's people going like, I don't get it, whatever. Yeah, go right out the word ginger and then take the letters and then rearrange them. I'll give you a hint. You put the two G's together, okay? And yeah, I'm not really happy about that. And I get really, really aggravated about that because every time I see it, I'm like, somebody snuck this underneath the freaking radar. And like, that gets me so mad. But yeah, again, like, I think it's like the multiverse. It's like lazy writing. You that's why I think the Marvel and DC killed itself 100%. Like
DC kept going back to the same formula: Batman, Superman.
Sucked at Batman. How do you suck at a Batman Superman movie?
And if you want to go one step further, I actually know a comic artist that worked for DC, and he said they don't always pay their artists very well.
I heard that, and
that's probably why they've had so many problems.
But I said this before, like with DC, like they have some like intangible stories that make no sense. It's just like convoluted stuff, like this. Like convoluted word they just threw out there for scientific purposes to make it sound like it's something important and it doesn't. And then these dire consequences where things just don't make sense. The teaming up with bad guys, it's just horrible. But Marvel does a great universe. Marvel's universe is untouched by anything else. Stan Lee did it the best. It was like She-Hulk and Thor talking. It was like, oh, this reminds me of the time I held you on Asgard. Bink. To see what they're talking about, read Thor, blah, blah, blah. Right. That's all you need. You don't need to have them talk about this crazy crossover. Oh, remember the time we went to, and we fought this and this, and then go back to a regular conversation about that. You leave people with a little thing so they have a backstory. There's a move that happens, and it goes, oh, they did that there.
Yeah. It's still a way to quote show not exactly. tell, as I was saying.
So with Marvel, they don't have fatigue. Because that's my whole point of the two topics that I brought up is like all these other shows are doing phenomenal, but they have way better writing and they're doing violence. The Disney leash around these people's necks is absolutely killing them. And I really hope that Deadpool, which is going to be the next topic, Deadpool busts that wide open, baby.
Well, they said it's going to be a hard R.
Yeah, it's hard R.
Well, that's also another thing. If you look at old Disney now, I mean like old Disney, like I was barely a twinkle in somebody's eye.
Yeah.
Disney was a lot darker. It wasn't so family friendly like it is now. I forget exactly. Yeah. I remember someone showing me all this, but there was like a change in the brand. And that's when they started pushing the family friendly stuff that's been working until this day.
It was very dark. It's I mean, really, you got kids in the park, you know what I mean? I've always felt like there was that great universe that Marvel set up after like Avengers 2, because now, to me, people always say this. I say this all the time. People say, oh, it started with Iron Man 3. And I say this. If you show a magic trick, right, you believe the magic trick from the start, right? Now, what happens is, what happens if you see the wires in between hand?
It loses the value.
You kind of snap back to reality right away.
Yeah.
And you just go, oh, crap, that's how they're doing it. And your mind starts processing things differently. You're going to see the magician. And then you start looking for things. Marvel, it was really, I don't think it was Iron Man 3. Because Iron Man 3, to me, was the best Iron Man.
Really? And see, I thought that was the weakest.
It wasn't.
I wasn't that crazy about it.
Literally,
it wasn't.
It
was good.
It was awesome. Because I felt like people these days have to be in the know. And like I said before, I say it's about pro wrestling too. People sit there and say, hey, listen, like, I heard this because this person's contract's coming up and blah, blah. You're not on the inside, dude. You read it on the freaking internet and you're a nobody in that business.
Read the trash.
Okay? You're reading stuff on the internet and you're regurgitating it. Tell me about the world. Tell me about the war right now in Ukraine. Are you a journalist? No, you're not. You're a guy named Craig who saw something on the internet and then tells me what it is. You're not in the business. You're not anything like that. And I say that again about, like, with people who talk about, like, Marvel stuff. You know what I mean? Like we were just saying, right? So it gets underneath my skin when people talk about stuff like that. And sorry, I got mad now. I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, here, look at Prince.
Look at Prince, everybody. Distraction, 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 distraction. I had a brain fart.
Wait, can I bring up something real quick, though? You know, I was just thinking about this since we're talking about Marvel movies.
Yeah.
How many Marvel movies can you say that you've watched more than once?
Oh, I've watched a lot of them. There's very few that. Oh, Prince, shut up.
Prince,
so you've watched multiple times? Because I feel like the only one I can say to myself that I've watched at least like 3 or 4 times is Winter Soldier. I still think that's the best Marvel movie.
That is such a good one because that was Disney going go nuts. You know what I mean? Like, they let Feige and everyone do what they wanted to do. And that's where I feel like they did it. There wasn't, I'm not going to knock any certain persuasion or anything like that. There wasn't any of the stuff where it came down to, like, we need to add this.
Right.
We need to take away from the story and put this. It was a spy movie.
Right.
It was an old-fashioned classic 60s spy movie.
And it was great because it was great. Different. It was different. It had a little different twist to it.
Captain America's a vigilante now? What?
My favorite scene is the elevator scene.
Elevator scene, that's exactly.
Great. Anybody want to get off?
Everybody want to get off? I was like, damn, this guy's going to throw down.
Although, one thing, I saw this in a deleted scene from Winter Soldier, which I wish they would have made into the final cut, was, okay, he's
into the mic. You're moving away from the mic again.
Right. Have it. He has the Ultimate Captain America suit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
What happened to it? What you found out was he went to a high school gym.
Yeah.
He broke into somebody's locker. He took the clothes and he put the uniform with the tracker in there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the kid going back to get his locker, he pulls out the uniform. He's like, what the hell is this? And all of a sudden there's all the
poofies.
And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That I wish would have made it in.
That would have been great.
Even though I do love what he did it in Endgame when he goes, Hail Hydra.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was perfect.
That's America's ass.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the thing about Marvel I will salute 100% is their callbacks.
Yes.
Like, I've said this before. People, like, one of my favorite ones, it's so subtle, it's so small, I saw somebody else talk about this, and I don't want to say it because I feel like I'm copying him, but how Iron Man always improves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll explain because people may not know this, right? And I noticed it. It's awesome, right? Remember when in Civil War where Scarlet Witch starts throwing all the cars at him, right? How was he flying? He was flying with the little hands and feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the next movie, he has thrusters on his back. Why?
Because he doesn't.
Iron Man improves.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Because he needed the hand blasters.
So when Iron Man started fighting Thanos on Titan, right? He made his shield out of the Titan, nanomites, right? What did he have when he protected Hawkeye with the shield? It was a Wakandan shield because Iron Man learned, right?
Makes sense.
When Tony Stark was in Iron Man 3, he lands in the snow, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. He lands in the snow. Why did Peter Parker's suit have an automatic heater in it?
Because he landed in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because Iron Man improves, and he improves his figures in a way.
And that's the one thing about the character that's always been awesome about him. And that's one of my favorite callbacks. Another one is so stupid. In Civil War, Black Panther is fighting he walks down fighting, but they're about to start fighting. And he goes, hi, I'm Clint.
I don't care.
I'm going to do my crappy freaking what's called impressions.
I don't care.
Everyone sounds like vampires.
I don't care.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't care.
He says, like, I don't. I'll do my
Wakandan accent. He goes, I do not care.
Wow, that was like really not Wakandan at all.
Yeah. I think that was my brother. Let me tell you now the spirit of Wakanda.
Wow, you just made him Jewish.
I know. No. I did not. But yeah, so.
When would you tell you about my brother?
And this is why I stay silent.
Exactly. So anyway, so now later on in Endgame, what's it called? What happens is that Hawkeye has the Infinity Gauntlet, mm-hmm. and he's getting beat up, whatever not, and you see Black Panther come up. He goes, Clint.
Yep.
He cared. What was the name? The whole entire time.
Yep.
Yeah. There's many different little things that make it really interesting, I can go on about those for hours.
They pay more attention to detail.
Yep.
I don't devil's All right. details.
All ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a day away from SWA Wrestle Hell. And once again, I am not fighting my tag team partner. Everyone seems to want this. The fans want it. The staff wants it. The temporary GM wants it. And I'm telling you right now, listen, I missed the last show because I was on my annual cruise to Bermuda, which I always go on every year for a month. And I'm sorry. I got my schedule mixed up. And then my partner had to fight two people one-on-one. So now I apologize. And apparently, we've gotten to bar fights before. You know, we've gotten to stuff like this. But now he's really pissed. And apparently, there's a match announced, but that's not happening because we're going to go talk it out, all right? Because I'm not here to fight things out. I'm here to talk things
out.
We're
adults nowadays.
Tomorrow night, Wrestle Hell, ladies and gentlemen.
The heavyweight championship on the line as Joey Conway defends against Johnny Malloy. The adrenaline championship is up for grabs. Hunter Grayson defends against Chris Caden and CJ Bambino. The cowboy returns, Trigger Bohannon. Tag Team Championship, Anthony Gangone and Jay Flyer defend against War. Lexa Rose is the Interim General Manager. FAFO, we will find out June 14th. Grudge Match, Irish Persons implodes. Tag Team Gauntlet, Graveyard Disciples throne the organization at Southern Hospitality. Lakota returns with the Fiju, Brooke Anna, Gary Reno, Savage Shade, the boy bands MC3, the cancer fighter Sean Walker, Jeremiah Triggs. The Hall of Fame is back and Riley Daniels is going in, joining him Chris Caden. Tickets on sale now at SuffolkWrestlingAlliance.com and will be available the night of the show. We'll see you at Wrestle Hell.
Yes. Wrestle Hell. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, Deer Park, the NYWC Sportatorium. Get your tickets now. Now, going forward with more superhero stuff, let's just keep it for the whole episode. Screw it. I feel like going back into the whole topic thing, Marvel, our original thing was that it's not superhero fatigue because, like I said, all these other shows are doing great. So what's the problem? These other shows are running. They're doing great stuff. They're doing great work, and they're absolutely going nuts with the whole superhero genre. And they're succeeding because if there was superhero fatigue, these people wouldn't fatigue. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't like not watch it. Like for a while, Invincible was like the number one show on everything. You know, so I feel like now the next thing I want to talk about is the new stuff that people came out with. And we talked about it before in the show. You guys were in here. I think you were here for when we talked about it. X-Men 97.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Holy crap. When I say that show was great, because, like, they brought back, like, people don't realize there was an episode with Polaris and Iceman, and mm-hmm. they were in it and everything like that, and they brought back so much great stuff. Omega Red was in it. They brought in Whiplash, Crimson Dynamo, which I thought was awesome in that one last episode, because mm-hmm. the last episode aired, Oh, we couldn't talk about it last time, which was really pissed out. But yeah, the show's over. If you haven't watched it, I don't give a damn anymore. Screw you. I'm talking about it. It's my goddamn podcast. And that show was great. So basically, they did one of my favorite angles from the 90s was Wolverine getting the adamantium sucked out of him.
Oh, that was insane.
I have a theory behind that.
Okay.
What if they're going to give Wolverine his own show?
I mean, think about they sort of spun him off on his own film at some point.
Yes. So. Because now think about it. I think they're going to literally give him his own show because he was kind of like This is a great thing about how he gets an Animanium back, which I don't want to spoil because some people haven't read that part of the comics. You know, the Bone Claw Wolverine, and it's an awesome story. They haven't really brought back Sabretooth. So
they haven't in 97.
In 97, they showed him. They had, what's his name? Didn't they have someone, Morph change
yeah,
it to
Sabretooth? Yeah, but it wasn't
Sabretooth. Exactly. Though. So I wonder if that was like a little precursor. Because
it could have been. It could have been an Easter egg.
You know, a lot of these writers are throwing more Easter eggs.
Exactly.
So I believe it.
And speaking of spinoffs, ladies and gentlemen, we all saw them all front row. We saw the Fantastic Four.
Yes, we did.
We saw Spider-Man and Mary Jane from the 90s show, which I think was awesome. They showed Flash Thompson. So I think they can go a whole nother route of bringing this back. And I think the creator of the show kind of brought those characters in to be kind of like, hey, listen, people are responding to this. It's getting hits. People are liking it. Let's run it.
Well, they tested the waters
with exactly.
X-Men.
And X-Men was amazing. Like that one.
I could see Spider-Man 97.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Fantastic Four 97.
Yeah. Those are really 99. Those came out after X-Men.
No,
but
I know.
Yeah.
But I mean,
97.
You,
I know.
Yeah,
what
but
you
get
mean,
the
yeah.
idea.
But they could do 97 because they were all in 97 together.
Right. I just realized something, though, and it's going to make you all feel very old, and I'm so sorry.
Hit me with it.
I'm young.
The 90s now are what people looked at the 70s for.
No, I got bad news for you, honey.
Oh, no. The 80s are going to be 50 years ago soon. I know.
No. Even worse. The 2000s were the 90s.
Oh, man.
Are this generation's like 70s?
No, you're right.
Yeah, 90s
think about
to 70s.
Oh, my God, Y2K fashion.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, God, I never want to see those damn low-rise jeans again.
Yeah. So, the 90s now are officially the 60s.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense, and it's, again, frightening.
Let's do the time.
And hey,
or
just
begin.
Throwing it out there. I don't care about those goddamn low-rise jeans. Do you know how much they suck if you have an ass? No, I'm serious. I cannot tell you how many times in high school I would sit down and then my ass would basically be plumber's ass.
I have
it's
an ass.
It's not sexy.
But I don't know. I never wore them, so.
You don't. Well, that was all that was available back in the day.
I know, really. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the thing. I remember going off with some people and I'm like, I can't shop for
Prince,
jeans here. It's all low-rise.
So, yeah, one thing that I really, someone brought this up to my attention not so long ago, the whole Back to the Future remake, if they ever remade Back to the Future.
No.
Hollywood, you better stay the goddamn way.
No. Did you hear what Zemeckis said?
What?
He goes, as long as I'm alive.
Oh, God, yeah. That was a while back,
No, but he has the rights.
He has the rights to it.
Yeah. Never be redone.
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem, though. When he dies, someone in his family's going to go, we're in the money.
Yeah, well.
We're in the money.
Well,
but hey, but think about it. This is again why you do not give the rights away to your story.
Exactly. Lock it up. Throw away the kid.
George Lucas, why'd you fail us?
George Lucas.
I wasn't gonna say.
Now
anything,
I have the Acolyte.
Greed. I don't want to talk about it. We'll talk about that next time because we're almost out of time. Actually. Oh my God, the Acolyte is so freaking bad, dude.
It had promise from the trailers. It had promise,
dude. I'm gonna bring this one thing up because we're gonna talk. No, I'll bring it up next time. Screw it.
Next time.
I gotta watch the last one. Actually, I didn't watch the last one, but I heard it was really bad. I already know what happens, but ugh. But anyway, so So X-Men 97, great show. I want to see other stuff from back then. Like I want to see. I mean, it's kind of in production right now, and you know it's in production hell because this is the number one problem with Hollywood right now. Is like
production
everyone, nobody really gave Iron Man a chance.
No,
people don't realize that. Like Iron Man was set to like fail. People thought it was gonna be, oh, this is horrible. Like it's just Iron Man and Pepper Potts, and like where are the other superheroes? Like we're not gonna bring them in. We're gonna sit there, and then he made the teaser with Hulk afterwards because Hulk was already greenlit. And they were like, all right, we'll do a Hulk movie. Sure, no problem. And
at the end of Iron Man?
Yeah, the first Iron Man.
He didn't tease the Hulk. He teased.
At
the end of.
Yeah, So they teased it, and it was going to be like, all right, we'll just drop it off anyway. I don't know why I said Thunderbolt Ross. I meant Colonel Nick Fury, yeah.
No, but Thunderbolt was at the end of.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
Yeah, Thunderbolt was at the Hulk.
Right.
And they kind of like, all right, this took off. This is awesome. People love Iron Man. And then that's when they made that.
Right.
I'm sorry. I screwed myself up. I screwed my stories up.
And so, if you remember, it was a real gamble for Marvel because this is when that was what really brought.
Bankruptcy,
Not even that. That really what brought Robert Downey Jr. back.
Oh, yeah, Robert
Downey,
yes.
Because he had all that problem with, he was in prison.
Yep.
He had all the drinking problems. He was a trouble on set. And they're like, we're going to give you Iron Man.
Yeah.
We're basically handing you the keys.
Yeah, to the kingdom.
If it works, you're great. If it's not,
F you, yeah. Well, yeah. Robert, remember when Robert Downey Jr. screwed up and made Iron Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the whole thing was that, like, Blade was the bankruptcy movie. And mm-hmm. Blade made Marvel. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Wesley Snipes made the MCU. Yes. And the fact that he hasn't gotten his flowers yet is really disheartening. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously he's had problems and everything. And they want to stake away from that. I get it. But at the same time, dude, you need to... That Blade movie, that's supposed to be like...
It's developmental health.
So is Spawn, and I remember when the cartoons were around back in the day.
Spawn was Dark Horse Comics, right?
They canceled it. They canceled it when it started getting good.
Yeah.
No, because I have a friend of mine gave me the DVD collection, and they canceled it when it was really getting good.
Oh my god, the animated series was amazing.
Yes.
And like even back then, like
people weren't ready for it yet. Because think about it, cartoons at that point were still for kids or looked at as just marketed for kids. This was not.
And I think I go back to the whole thing. It's like you know what? No one's ever talked about. I haven't seen it online, and I've been kind of keeping my mouth shut about it. One thing that, I mean, obviously the character passed away, the voice character passed away, and it is impossible to replace, but I'll tell you this right now. Batman animated series.
Let me put it this way. Anytime I think of Batman, that is the first thing I think
absolutely.
Of. Even the Joker, even Mark Hamill, I think of him. I do not think of any of the live action ones.
So we're going to talk about, I got another episode, right? So I got another episode of mine, because I wanted to bring this up another time, was villains.
Okay.
And I'm going to go over the next one. You guys are all welcome back, obviously. Carissa, you're always welcome back here. So, what's it called? I want to do an episode on iconic villains, because it's going to be Marvel, DC, not just movies, everything. Not just like MCU, whatever not. But I want to go over the fact of my favorite thing about villains is their passion, their drive, their nemesis, who they are nemesis to. It's going to be a great episode. Tune in next time. We're going to talk about that. Just as a little teaser for the next one. That was the one episode that I was thinking about. I was doing it today. I was like, you know what? I really can't bring it up because like it's dropping things on people, you know? Mm-hmm. But the thing is that like, the villains in the Marvel movies have been lackluster, to say the least.
It's forgettable. They're one-offs. Exactly. They're one-offs.
And I get it, because you need your character to have, like, a Joe Johnson on Saturday Night Heat, for my wrestling fans. You know what I mean? For Undertaker to come out and just completely mutilate in front of everyone, and then sit there, put him in a body bag, and all the kids are cheering for it, you know?
Yep.
Family stuff. You know? So, yeah, so what I want to do is, even in wrestling, I want to talk about villains, because that's going to be, that's where I think my villain love comes from, is pro wrestling. But the whole thing about those Marvel villains is they're supposed to boost the hero without dragging on a story. Now, Thanos was a thread throughout. I feel like Marvel's dropped the ball on this so much. After Thanos died,
what big villain did you have?
Exactly. There should have been the next big guy set up immediately. It's like, oh, I heard they killed Thanos. Like, it could be it could be an exterior shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. I'm going to make something off the top of my head. Exterior shot, castle, lightning in the background, archaic, like, goth castle, right? Not and now good. Here we are. I'm going to look at you, camera. I'm going to look at you right in the eye. I'll tell you the story.
Fourth wall.
So what happens is that it's a slow pan shot up a red carpet. And there's chairs to the left, chairs to the right. You're going up an alleyway. And then there's a computer screen. And there's still thunder and lightning happening. And there's a man with a cloak. And he's standing in front of it. You don't see his face. It's just an image, a shadow, if you will. And it shows Thanos and his forces, their energy levels, if you will, be monitored. It's like, and then it just disappears. And then there's one voice iconically just says, finally, they got him out of my way. It's been, I lost 5 years, so I have to get back on track. And then the slow pan up from the feet, you see metal boot gauntlets, a green cape.
Dr. Doom.
Right. Shut up.
I was going to say, he's still.
So now you sit there, you see the screen, and then it turns to black, and you see a reflection on it. A metal face.
I wouldn't even show the metal face.
No, that's all it is.
That would be the ultimate tease, though.
Exactly.
Panning up and right when you get to the
and then
face.
It's shot over the back of his right shoulder. Then the camera just goes, it shows all the Avengers coming back to Earth landing and stuff like that. And then it's just simply the shuts off. And then you see the metal face. He turns around. He goes, let's get back to work. Oh, come on.
Okay.
He agrees.
And then
no,
you
get. He wants attention.
I'll try it again.
He's joking.
So then the camera pans away.
Here we go.
And the person turns around. It's Dr. Doom, and you see his eyes. his bloodshot red eyes with burnt skin around just about the orbital bone, and he just says, "Now I can start my plans." And then cut. That's it right there. That should have been it.
It wouldn't have worked.
I think it would. Why? Give me a reason.
Because the Fantastic Four movies did not plead or go that well to the audiences.
True story. Who was Doctor Doom's first nemesis?
But wait, hold on. Another thing to consider.
Iron Man.
Oh, true.
Really?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Iron Man was...
I think you're talking about movies. That's
no. Okay. Doctor Doom was literally one of his first nemesis. And he was supposed to be an evil Iron Man. But then they just changed it over to Fantastic Four. So, yeah.
I mean, it would have made sense for you know, how his appearance be evil Iron Man. It would have worked.
It would have worked, but like I said, I feel like Dr. Doom got kind of tainted by the Fantastic Four films.
Yeah, but the thing is, here's the thing, though.
Usable for the
if I tell you this, give me three big villains that are on Earth that the Avengers can fight. And keep them on the barn. Keep them in the farm. You know what I mean? Because when you say keep them on the farm, that means, like, what can keep the characters from exploring the outer reaches of space and keep them here? Name three characters. Ooh. Who's the first one that comes to mind? That's not Thanos. Or somebody that they fought already in the past.
Dr. Doom's on the top.
I'm sorry.
It's up there. I would have went with one of the symbiotes just to be excited.
But that's outer space, though. That takes him out to space.
That does take him to space.
See what I mean? Yeah. Everyone wants Dr. Doom. Everyone loves Dr. Doom. And what's his name? Esposito. He was in Breaking Bad. He was in
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo
Esposito.
Yeah,
he would do a great Doctor.
He would.
He makes any villain good.
I would love to see him as Doctor Doom. Mm-hmm. I would like somebody younger, ideally, so they can play the role through the years. But I think if you're gonna go for they wouldn't one off Doctor Doom at all. But even if they showed like a variant of Doctor Doom or something like that, that could be a good variant of Doctor Doom.
So you're thinking right now.
But right now, I would say you go the route of you grab somebody who's young in Hollywood, someone.
Who would you cast? See, I would go older Dr. Doom.
All right. I don't know his name, but he was in that movie, The Hitman.
Oliphant?
I think so. He was also in Maverick. He was in Maverick. He was. He was supposed to be Maverick. Iceman's role in Maverick. He was the young.
What you're talking about.
I can't remember his name. I apologize.
Oh, his call sign was Hangman.
Yeah.
Google
it. Screw it.
What do we do before Google?
Yeah, I know. I can't remember his name, but I just saw the movie Hitman, where he pretends to be a hitman for the cops, and it is a great movie. Oh,
he's in everything now.
He's in everything, but I honestly, he would be great as Dr. Doom.
I think he can't think of his name. Like,
but he plays so many roles. Like,
that's what I mean. You know him for his character.
He's in Twisters.
Yes, he's in Twisters. He's starring in a new Twisters movie.
Glenn Powell.
There you go. Jeez, I didn't want to say like Stan Powell or something, but yeah. So that he would be my ideal Dr. Doom. He's young. He's in shape. He can sit there and play the role. He can do physical stuff. He's not like Michael Keaton in Batman, where he couldn't do like that many stunts or whatever, not because he was like all beat up and everything and out of shape.
Well, that kind of fit the role for like that era's Batman.
Absolutely not. Batman was a badass, an assassin, a trained killer.
Right, but he let it all go.
Michael Keaton is my worst. Michael Keaton. Oh, I gotta start over. Damn it, Michael Keaton. Get close on me.
Closer
on me. Get the shot on me. Get the shot on me. Ready? I'm going to say this right now, and I don't care who hears it. I'm saying it with my mouth words. Michael Keaton is the worst Batman ever. I don't care what you say, okay? Because I am pretty much sure that I am 100% right. All right? There's nobody. He was out of shape. He looked like crap. I'm out of shape. I don't care. But no one's going to cast me as Batman now, are they? Because Michael Keaton was just aloof. He was sitting there. The whole thing with him hanging upside down to sleep was stupid. Granted, it was the 80s. I get it. It was the tail end. Everything was for kids and everything like that. But they could have cast anybody as Batman, and they would have done a better job. He was a good actor. Don't get me wrong. Great Bruce Wayne. The worst Batman ever. He looked like Sasquatch, like walking in the woods. He was like,
so you think
Batman, over here.
George Clooney's better?
Absolutely. George Clooney was a... She would be better than this Batman than anybody else.
Well, thank you.
And I mean that not because she's a woman, but because she's a woman. But no, I'm being dead serious. Michael Keaton was the worst Batman ever. And it was... I'm surprised. I watched it as a kid. I was screaming, this movie's great. And I watched it as an adult. Actually, not as a kid. The movie was great. And then I realized, like, I think it was right before or after he did Saturday Night Live. And I remember watching it, and I was like... I'm a huge nerd as a kid. I'm like, wait, this guy's Batman?
Yeah, but something to consider, though.
Even still, he was, like, out of shape. He was wearing big suits and everything to hide his lack of body and mass. It was just horrible.
Yeah, but something to think about is that at that time, I don't think people took superhero movies seriously.
Exactly, and I get that. But if you add up every other person who has played Batman in between him, on screen, not voice actors, he was the worst.
Mm. Well, if you think about body type.
Yeah, not even body type, dude. He did not look like Batman to me.
Well, if you think about it, before Michael Keaton, who was the last on-screen Batman?
Oh, the black Adam and white
West.
Era.
Adam West.
No, Adam West.
Adam West. I love Adam West. But here's the thing. Adam West was the cartoony Batman.
And that was the last Batman that you saw. You had Adam West Batman, and then you had the Super Friends Batman, and then...
Yeah. Adam West was a darker.
I think it's not fair, though, to say that. And hear me out.
But Adam West, how tall was Adam West? He's like 6'2 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, he's huge. But what I'm getting at is Batman essentially went from cartoony, over the top, like boom, pow, wall, to actual kind of dark.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I know that, what's his name, Tim Burton had a hand in making some of the films. And then he was told, and this is why he stopped doing them, that they wanted it to be more colorful, more for kids. And that's how we got the George Clooney Batman with all the crazy stuff and the toys and all that. And what's his name? The Joe Schumacher version.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why Tim Burton didn't want to be a part of it. I think if maybe Tim Burton stayed longer, maybe we could have had different era.
Batman 3 was supposed to be really ridiculous.
Yeah, he was supposed to be really
dark. I don't doubt it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be super dark, and then the studio was like, not happening, buddy. Yeah,
but now I think we come into a time where I think a lot of these producers are saying, wow, people like these dark, complicated stories, and they're going for it. You know, look at now. Like, I think the superhero movies from when we were younger are very cartoony and the usual, like, oh, nobody's really dead.
Yeah.
But now you're seeing death. You're seeing these complex character arcs. You're seeing characters make really interesting decisions that, you know, you would probably be hard-pressed to make a decision for.
Yep.
So there's a little more connection going on. Not just, oh, look, there's something pretty on the screen to look at, you know?
True story about Batman and Robin. Remember the scene where they fight that really colorful glow-in-the-dark gang?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know who was the leader of the gang?
Donna Dragon Wilson.
What was he in?
Just about any 80s martial art film.
Exactly. But who, what, wait, I think we're talking about two different people. You're talking about he was Lord Raiden in Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Yeah. The leader of the gang was that guy. I forget his name. He was in
James Remar.
That's James Remar.
That's
James
Remar
in Annihilation.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was, because it wasn't Jane Darling. Jane Darling turned down the role. And then he was also in The Warriors.
Yeah, James Remar.
Yeah, but that's
I thought you said somebody else. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Donna Dragon Wilson.
Oh,
I don't know who was actually in the Batman and Robin. I don't know who was the person leading the gang.
Yeah, so he was the one leading the gang, and I was like, oh, that's a guy from the Warriors.
Warriors, I have to come out and play.
Yeah, exactly.
Warriors.
Yeah, we could
play.
That's another movie.
We should talk about that movie.
Oh, trust me, dude.
That's a great New York movie.
I have so many movies that I want to talk about on the show, but I have to have prep and I have to know. Because, like, Carissa filled in last minute.
Yeah.
Mike filled in last minute because Susie couldn't make it last minute. And I was like, oh, crap, I got to find somebody. So I was like, I know when, like, somebody's going to come. Like, when I'm able to plan it, because I've been on vacation from work for the past, like, month. So I was able to plan the last couple episodes.
Yeah, rub it in again. Rub it in
Michael. Nice. Sorry. That's went to Bermuda.
My job just closed down.
Where'd you go?
We went to Bermuda.
I know. Just say it again.
I know. Bermuda.
I have to say, excuse me.
Ooh, I want to take you to
Bermuda. Dragon Wilson.
Yes.
Yes.
I always forget his name because he's so freaking.
Donna Dragon Wilson.
Yeah. True story. You know who...
By the way, just because I got into a little tiff with somebody online about this, I know not the same universe. Did anybody see
No, not him. That's what I was telling you. All right, hold on. Let me show
he
you.
Was the leader of the face paint gang.
No, he wasn't.
Are you talking about when Robin came out of the the Batmobile? But that was him.
Hold up. Yep. I'm going to find this.
Oh, wait, we got to figure this out first.
I'm
Charlie. No. I want to know now.
I know, because I want to make sure that I'm right. If I'm wrong, man and Robin. Sorry, I'm on an Android. Stop, we'll get sued for that. I got no service down here. We can't even look it up.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, I'll come back with you guys next time.
Your powers do not work here.
I know, really, basically.
Dun,
so,
dun, dun.
So, yeah, anyway, oh, damn, we lost track now because of Batman.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to ask this because I got into a tiff with somebody online.
Okay.
Did anybody see the Crow movie trailer?
No, I didn't.
I
heard it was bad.
All right, because here's my take on it. They're taking the story seriously. I can definitely say that they're doing that. I do like that. I don't think they're as goth as I would want them to be. I feel like their aesthetic is a little more like
looking back goth, not being goth.
Like almost like goth meets Y2K, and that doesn't quite work. But I'm willing to let that go.
Ew, brother.
Because I know. I'm willing to let that go because it does seem like they're trying to take it seriously. But I also think they're focusing a lot on the action, and I think that's just to bring people in.
Oh, you're right.
So I can't.
I apologize.
Really
you're right.
Say it sucks yet.
You're right. I apologize. I submit.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think they. I mean, there are so many other crow story if you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leave Eric Draven alone only because that's when
people knew. Yeah. That's when people were like, oh, wow, this is new. I was like, okay. Whatever.
Yeah. No, because like I said, I can't bring myself to say that I hate it just yet. I want to actually
I heard it's unwatchable. That's the exact paraphrase.
Yeah, but I feel like the trailer only gives you so much, and so many times I've seen movies that were marketed poorly, but when you actually see them, they're
Critics. I don't care what they say. I will watch a movie. I'll sit back. I will remove myself emotionally from the things that I know about the subject and watch it. And that's why I'm able to enjoy things. Like, I enjoyed The Marvels. I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. Do I say it was the top Marvel movie of all time? No, but it took me on a great story, and I really did enjoy it. But at the same time, if you're going to take a cat, like, a movie has a connection throughout history. Mm-hmm. Is Brandon Lee died making that movie.
Yeah.
Let's not mess around with this, maybe. How about that? You know, like, let's not just go, ooh, for all the kids who grew up watching The Crow and all these little freaking people with Jack Skeleton tattoos worn around Hot Topic. Let's go freaking, what's it called, make a Crow movie so all the goth kids can come out.
But if you want to go one step further, I notice a lot of studios will do that, where if they have the rights to a story, even if the movie sucks, they will still make it just so they can keep the rights longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it could be this.
That's why they pushed out that last Fantastic Four film.
Yeah, that one is because they're losing the rights. Yeah.
They're losing the rights. And they're like, let's put something out.
Yeah,
and
I got to admit, it had promise. But man, they messed that up.
It had moments where like, ooh, this is good. But then like,
but the whole breaking up of Reed Richards and everything.
I was like, okay.
No, when he like broke down, like when he was like, he not broke down, but like he couldn't control his powers.
Right.
Like, I think they did the same thing with Power Rangers, which is another thing that really kind of pissed me off. That should be a movie. Failed movies. That should be an episode.
Yeah.
Failed movies. So what happens is that, like, with the Power Rangers, they had to earn the grid, right? Imagine
which
this.
It kind of makes sense. Which, okay, you have to earn it. Just not give you.
No, but that was the whole thing about the Power Rangers. They literally gave them the powers. I'm not talking about the freaking Zero Rangers or anything like that. Back when, you know, they were like the different rulers of different kingdoms. And like, here's your power. Even then, it was given to them. Everything about the Power Rangers, it's given to them because they're champions, you know?
Teenagers with attitude.
Because they had Zordon.
Exactly.
If we're talking about Power Rangers, the movie, they had to get the powers because Zordon got super duper injured by Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
And then they had to go to the planet of something something and go see the really hot chick with the staff that made noises. And then they got
a little short guy.
Yeah. And they got the ninja powers.
But here's the thing. That even made sense because that was a good storytelling. Like,
great story.
But
it was.
That's what you're talking about.
No. That's the new one. It came out like 2018 or whatever.
I didn't mind that one.
Yeah. That was overdrawn. Because now they're like,
that was overdrawn.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about the OG.
No, I love that movie. Whoa. I remember Kimberly saying, "Tommy, get your butt down here," and I was like, "Whoa!" They said butt. But the whole thing about Power Rangers was like, again, we're running out of time, but I don't care. I'll talk about it. But anyway, so the whole thing was that like with Power Rangers, it was always one of my nerdy classics. You know what I mean? Like, I could watch Power Rangers all the time, and I started to watch the original Japanese versions like not too long ago. Side note. So, nothing connecting. I just want to stop and like point to my world, my tri-state belt. Championship.
I like how your face matches the belt.
It does. Yes. I put my sashes on all my belts. So I love it. I love it. I love it. But yeah, what's it called? Power Rangers was like awesome thing because they had people who go out there and they save the world because from people trying to invade the park. Because it was always the park that was always getting invaded.
It's cheaper to get a location like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. Angel Grove. It's a grove. That's
exactly.
Why.
Yeah. Oh, look, they attack the people. Like, why is everyone going to the park all the time? Don't they know that's where the pig monster is going to come out? Blah, 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 blah. And Power Rangers are like taking 8 hours to freaking transform.
And you know who did most of
the character
voices?
You ever notice something?
Voices?
There was the
What's his name from Breaking Bad?
David Cranes.
Yep, David Cranes. He started, he did like three voices for them, or two voices for them.
Shit. And that's why they gave him the role of Zordon.
Yep. Yep.
Makes sense.
Yep. So it's kind of like 360. It was like, yo, you're getting murdered? Yeah, we know we murdered you last time a couple times, but here, listen, you're the head guy in charge. I think we can wrap this up now. We can call it a day. I think we got to stop because I'm going to keep talking forever because I want to talk about more things. But next episode, we're going to talk about villains. And we're going to. Ooh. Wait, hold up. Wait. Show Mike again. Show Mike. Ready?
Good shot, though.
Do what you did, Mike. Do what you did.
If I had a mustache, I'd twist it.
All right, now just turn back to me real quick. Ready?
Look who has the mustache.
Is this just... what is this? Is like some sort of trope? Is this some sort of like anti-mustache club that I'm in part right now?
I just can't grow a mustache.
All right, cool.
I can't get past the
itch. I'm supposed to walk around the street and be like, hey, do you know what time it is? All right. Yeah.
No.
You do
that if you have a top hat.
And a monocle.
Oh, can we do monocle for the next episode?
Possibly a pimp cane. Oh, I mean a walking stick.
We can wear monocles. Hey, guys.
Yeah, can we do a monocle episode? Yeah. Monocles for evil video. Monocles. Evil villain episode. Monocles.
Evil villain, yes. Everyone has to. I would say everyone has to dress up as a villain. You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone, you what? How about this? Yes. Next episode for the YouTube page, because you guys are listening to this on Spotify, on Apple, on Amazon, on all the other good stations that I'm on. Yeah, we're going to dress up as villains.
I'm going to dress up as Grandpa Joe.
Damn.
From Willy Wonka.
Oh, God.
Wow.
The worst villain ever.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You went there.
Someone do it. Like, I don't want, like, I want, like, our, like, out of the blue villains. I got a villain costume in my house.
Oh, God. What's her name from the Addams Family? John Cusack.
Oh, yeah. No, I need something. No, not that obscure.
Malibu Barbie.
Not freaking, what's it called? Like that obscure. I want something that's like flashy, but I got one that's really good. I was going to wear it to Comic-Con last year, but I couldn't wear it because I was like, I came up with another great costume, which also we're going to Comic-Con, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah, I just bought my tickets.
I know, I got mine too.
Saturday?
I'm going. Oh, dude, I got 3 4-day passes.
I just did Saturday.
Yeah, I got to get the other pass from someone. I got to give it to someone else, and then Gabby's getting hers. I'm getting mine. So we'll see you guys at Comic-Con. That's gonna be a future episode. So yeah, I'm gonna see. I might as well say it now on the podcast. You know what? No, I'll save it for the next episode.
Save it. This way they have a reason to listen.
All right, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 11.
In the books.
We did it. Yeah! Woo! Episode 11 in a wrap! I'm done. Yeah. I'm stuck. Prince is happy. We're good.
We're good.
Got it! Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking my belt. I'm going to go home like the champion that I am. Love me, hate me, but you would all kill to be me. I beat you, Joey Adams.
Go. Bite him, Prince. Bite him. Go get him. You started scaring my dude.